In Parshas Vayera, we are introduced to Avram as the Amud HaChesed, as the pillar of Chesed, as the father of Chesed, as what it teaches us what Chesed is all about and how important Chesed is. And we learn about this right at the beginning of the Parsha, where the Torah describes the great act of Chesed that Avram did for the three travelers that he encountered outside as he was waiting for those guests. And the Torah describes in great detail how he ran around and how he offered them food, how he urged them and encouraged them and insisted that they come in to his tent and that they come in and give him the opportunity to take care of them, to serve them. And he says to them, take a little bit of water, wash your feet, and rest under the tree, and I'll take some bread and I'll feed you. And then he does so much more, he sucks animals and offers them meat. Really a feast fit for a king. The strange thing is that this entire chesed was a waste of time. This entire act of chesed was a waste of time. Because at some point, Avram found out that there were malachim. There weren't even people. And they didn't really need this act of chesed, which he did with such tremendous and serious nefesh. At advanced age, he receives the mitzvah bris milah and he undergoes the bris milah 3 days after surgery, and he runs like a meshugah to do so much chesed for Malachim didn't even need a chesed. How did he feel when he found that out? Did he say to himself, oh my gosh, that whole thing was a waste of time. Why did I do that? But when we look at Chazal, when we look at the Medrash, we will find that this act of chesed is anything but a waste of time. It will have tremendous, tremendous implications later on in Jewish history. The Medrash says as follows, and you can bear with me for a few lines of the Medrash Tanchuma. He saw, the Pasuk says, and he ran towards them, towards these men slash malachim. Amalog Gadol Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Avram, you ran 3 times, and the Medrash talks about where the 3 times are, so the merit of the 3 times that you ran, he did malachim, therefore, I will run in front of your children at the time of the Torah where the Pasuk says, that of Hashem is seen above, Vizorach Mesei Lama of Yemar Paran. 3 acts of hurrying and rushing to give Klaus to the Torah. When he says, Yuch Namat Mayan, take a bit of water, says the Medrash, Hashem says to Avram, Ata Amarta Yukach, you told them Yukach to take, Ani Nosel Venech Mrs. Pesach. In the merit of that, I'm going to give your children the midst of Korb Pesach, where it says, Vyikhu Lehem Ishta, a Lashon of Kichu. You told them, no, you got no, please take. And he knows the Venechim Mitzvah Pesach. Once again, they get the Mitzvah Pesach, where it says, Atochul menu no, don't eat the Kor Pesach no. It's interesting that the word no is being played on over here, it has 2 different meanings. The Avram, it's no, please, and by Kor Pesach, it's no, not to eat it half cooked. But either way, the Mitzvah Kor Pesach comes to the Chus of the act of Chesed. You said to them, take a little bit of water. I will banish the enemies of your children a little bit at a time. You said, take a little bit of water. And he knows the bear mayim and midrash, but you give them the bear mayim to dwell in the desert. You say, wash your feet. I will wash off all of the uncleanliness and impurity that Kaito accumulates. So, we see great, great chus that comes to Klal Yisrael through this act of chesed that really was pointless. It wasn't even needed. Interestingly enough, as we go further in the past, we find other quote-unquote wastes of time. For example, the tefillah for Sodom. The Torah describes in great detail how Avram davened for Sodom, and it's even hard to use the word davening, even though it's referred to as tefillah, but it seems even more so like harsh bargaining, hard negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save the lives of the people of Sodom. And Psukim of Psukim, as Avram and Hashem talk to each other, and Avram says, what about this, what about that? Can we save some people? Fewer people. At the end, what happens? Sodom gets destroyed, and nobody's saved. And yet the Torah felt it worthwhile to tell us about this entire tefillah that was once again, quote-unquote, a waste of time. And finally, the great story of the Akedah. We have to try to imagine reading the story of the Akedah and not knowing the end of it. We know the story too well, perhaps. And it's almost a shame that we know it so well. You have to try to imagine hearing the story of the Akedah the very first time. And Hashem is going to test Avram. and he tells him, Tachnas, Pinchas, Yichidchas, take your only child, the one that you love, Hashav, Tashishchas, and bring it for Korban. And Avram goes through all of the details of what he has to bring with him, and he travels to the place that Hashem shows him, and he takes Yitzchak, and he puts him in his bear, and we fully expect Yitzchak to get shechted. And the last second, Hashem stops him. Through the mouth. Stops him. Atishach Yitzchak the Nair. Don't do anything to the Nair. You're not supposed to kill him. And on a certain level, while it's a climax, and it's very exciting because we're happy that Yitzchak gets saved, but on the other hand, it's a little bit of a letdown because that can't never happen. And as a matter of fact, we find in Rashi that Avram himself complains about that. When the mouth stops him, Chazal tells us that Avram says, "In Canaan, Solachina Basilikat. I came here for nothing. Something was supposed to happen. Something great was supposed to happen. At the end, nothing happened." Three stories that never really pan out. A story of chesed that turns out not to be a chesed. A story of a tefillah that turns out not to accomplish what it was trying to accomplish. And a story of an akedah that never really happened. But just like you find by that act of chesed, that was supposedly a waste of time, that great, great things came from it, and in fact was anything but a waste of time. Surely that's true for the other two as well. The tefillah for Sodom, I'm not really sure what came out of the tefillah for Sodom, but something must have come from it. Something great must have happened as a result of that tefillah for Sodom. Perhaps even if it's just a saving of Lot, perhaps Lot was saved on some level because of tefillah for Sodom. And if in fact that were true, it would just be Lot, but it would be Lot, it would be Bachos Yitzav, it would be Mashiach. The whole destiny of the world would have come about because of Avram's davening for Sodom. And certainly the Akedah, on the one hand, never happened. On the other hand, we know that it is the Zchus of the Akedah that we call upon many, many times over the Yom Narav. That is the great Zchus of Klal Yisrael. And not only that, but we find at the end of the parsha that the Baruch tells Avram that great things will come as a result of this act of the Akedah. Great things will happen for your children, and they're going to inherit the gates of their enemies. And this Klal Yisrael will be victorious throughout history in the Zchus of the Akedah. The theme here is clearly very powerful. What the Torah is telling us is a very, very important lesson. You know, in the world at large, when you have a job and you're supposed to undergo a job performance report, evaluation, you evaluate how well are you doing in your job. The most important thing that we'll look at is the bottom line. What is the bottom line? What are the results? What did you accomplish in your job? Accomplishing everything you're supposed to. Did you bill enough hours? Did you bring in enough money? Did you help the company's bottom line? But if you didn't help the company's bottom line, if you didn't accomplish, then you're out. Your job is over. When it comes to mitzvos, when it comes to avodas Hashem, you see a different attitude on the part of the Torah, and that's what we're seeing over here in these three stories. Results are not really up to us. When a person comes up to Shemayim, you're not going to ask him, did you learn Shas? You're going to ask him, Kavati Ikim LaTorah, did you set aside time to learn Torah? You find this question that a person is asked, whether you set aside time to learn Torah, whether you anticipated the redemption, that you're waiting for Mashiach. Did you treat your friends properly? Did you treat your neighbor properly? Did you, and of course, did you learn Torah? We don't find that it's a really a list of questions asking what did you accomplish. The questions are, well, what did you do? What did you do with your life? And the message here is that results are really not up to us. Results are up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did a person finish Shas and not finish Shas? That may not be up to him. It may depend on a lot of different circumstances in your life. It may depend on his abilities. It may depend on at what point in life did he begin to learn Torah. There are things that are not really up to him. Is he supposed to try to finish out? Is he supposed to learn what he can? That's the question. Did you learn Torah? Not did you finish learning everything you're supposed to, because that may not be up to you. And that's the way it is with everything that we do. Everything that we do, the accomplishments, the results are up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's being asked of us is to do what we can do, to make an effort. It's really a mission of the Pirkei Avos. The mission says, Lo alecha hamelacha ligmor. It's not your job to finish your job. It's not upon you. It's not incumbent upon you to finish your job. Lo alecha hamelacha ligmor. Because sometimes you can't finish it, and it may not be up to you to finish it. But lo atzeh ben chorin libatzeh limenev. It doesn't exempt you from doing the best that you can. And if you do the best that you can, amazing, amazing things can happen from that in ways that you couldn't begin to imagine. So Avram could do an act of chesed that he was supposed to do. He did what he was supposed to do. The fact that it turned out to be Melachim, and supposedly it was a waste of time, that wasn't up to him. He did what he was supposed to do, and resulted in great things for Klal Yisrael. Avram davened for Sodom, without a doubt, great things resulted from that tefillah, even if it wasn't the result that he was hoping for. The Akedah, Avram says, "Achina basa, we kind of came in for nothing." What happens as a result of the Akedah? The greatest things for Klal Yisrael happened as a result of that. And not only that, but the Medrash says that Afroshla Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak, are there before the Kisya Kavod, before Agus Baruch's heavenly throne, as a reminder of the great act of dedication of Mesiris Nefesh that Avram did at that time with the Akedah. This is something remarkable. The ashes of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was not Shechted. It was an ayah. It was a ram that was Shechted. But the answer is, Avram was ready to shecht Yitzchak, and he shechted the ayah instead. He did what he was supposed to do, and in Shemayim, it counts as if he shechted Yitzchak. He created a reality that as if Yitzchak was shechted and the great chus that would come to Klal Yisrael, to Avram's children, as a result of actually sacrificing his son. So perhaps that's an important message for this week's parasha, that our job is to do. As I saw, and I believe others say this as well, but I saw this in the Dvar Torah by Rav Nissen Alpert Tzitzal, where he says our job is, and he says it in Yiddish, he plays in the Yiddish, but then I'll translate it into English. Our job is not oivton, which is to accomplish. Our job is not upton, to get something over with, nor ton, just to do. Right? So not to accomplish, that's not really missional life. Just do, as it's put elsewhere, just do it. Do what you can. Do your job. Do what you're supposed to do. Act in the best way that you know how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Results are up to him, but without a doubt, whatever it is that we do, we'll accomplish great things.